in Krishna consciousness, especially the chanting of the holy name, is greatly influenced by individual's state of consciousness. These two factors, the attitude and consciousness of the chanter, helps him to improve the quality of chanting or to deteriorate the quality of chanting. Similarly, the quality of chanting again influences a person's behavior, a person's attitude and his consciousness. So both these factors, they serve one another. Both these factors in the path of Krishna consciousness. So out of the two, quality of chanting is not something which is within our hands. It is not very easy for us to improve the quality of chanting suddenly. But the other factor, the consciousness with which we do the activities, how we do, that is to some extent within our hands. For example, there is a famous Karmi advertisement which says, looks do matter. You know that? You have seen that? Looks do matter. What it says is that what type of dress you wear, people accordingly accept you. For example, if one of you is wearing a t-shirt with some dirty slogan in it, just like many materialistic people wear, then people think you are a person of that nature. People think like that. Either in the front or the back you put a slogan, isn't it? Or you find a car sometimes with some slogan written behind, God bless you or something. Immediately you think that the driver of the car or the owner of the car must be a good person. So people judge you based on what type of dress you wear. If somebody is wearing a very decent dress, then he will be treated as a decent person. Somebody is wearing rags, he will be considered a beggar. Isn't it? So looks do matter, they say. In the same manner, we should perform everything as a devotional offering to Krishna in our lives. For example, we are all coming for morning Mangala Arati here. Like one devotee, one boy comes from a millionaire family and is working in a software company. But the way he wears dhoti kurta, it will look like a penniless beggar. All of you take a look at your own dhoti and kurta. What kind of dhoti kurta you are wearing? Look at yourself. Will you go like this to your company? If you are working for a software company interview, you don't have two buttons in the top and your shirt is yellowish and dirty with mud and sand and everything. It is torn on one side. You look like a 10th class beggar. And you go and stand in the interview, sir, I have come for a software company interview. They'll kick you out immediately. They'll call the pune and kick you out. So when it comes to Krishna, we are so careless and so inattentive. We wear dirty clothes. Look so pathetic when you see someone with yellowish. We don't know the color of the kurta and dhoti, whether it is yellow or white. People wear such dirty clothes. And I caught this fellow and I chastised him. Do you have any common sense? You're working for a software company, you come from a millionaire family. When you go to company, you press the dress every day very neatly and tuck in and everything, put belt and everything and go in front of your boss because you want to please your boss so that he will not lay you off from the company. And when you come to the supreme boss Krishna here, you come like a beggar. No good sense at all. Because we don't want to become Krishna's devotee. That's what we are representing by that. Like all of you are coming for Chitra camp, Chitra Vrinda camp. So when you came, I shaved my beard, I shaved my hair, so that I can look clean, so that I can be presentable to all of you, so that you will be pleased. In devotional life, everything is a devotional offering. Imagine if I am keeping a long beard, leaving a long beard and long hair, unshaved and looking like a dirty beggar. Naturally it matters. Does it not matter? It certainly matters. So your spiritual consciousness is going to be dependent on how I look also. What kind of dress I wear, what kind of look I put up, what we speak. Somebody may say, all these things don't matter, Prabhuji. Only what you speak is important. For that you have to be a Avadhuta Uttama Bhagavad Babaji like Jagannath Das Babaji. All of you become Jagannath Das Babaji, then you can avoid worrying about externals. If you are like Gaurakrishna Das Babaji or Jagannath Das Babaji, We are conditioned souls. External looks do matter. So when we are coming in front of Krishna, if you are dressed like a dirty beggar, that means you are actually not serious about Krishna consciousness. None of you have been starving for the last 3 days without any food. Is there anyone here like that? Last 3 days you didn't eat anything, because of which you couldn't pay attention to your dress. So every one of you come from a good family. They are giving you money enough. If somebody says, no, Prabhuji, when you are